This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be. It's 7 after the hour. All kinds of excitement here on the DJV program. I'm the exciting Doug Steffen with the ever-excited and exciting Jennifer Horn. Always excitable Victoria Keelan is here. And then there's Jay Kirshner, who's cool, calm, and collected here, inspiring other folks to make life better, move into we need to spend some time talking about the booster, what's been described as the booster industrial complex. You know, we talk about the military industrial complex all the time and how much money the military, the Raytheons, the Lockheed Martins, all the big contractors for military hardware make lots of money because they scare the hell out of everybody. We got to make more. We got to be bigger. We got to be better. So is that what's going on with the COVID vaccines? Is there, the question is coming, as you know, it's going to happen that people are going to say, no, I'm not getting another shot. I got two. That should be enough. And where's the proof that it works? And there actually isn't any yet. I was just looking at something that Ken Kronhaus, one of the doctors on the DJV Health portion of the program, sent me. And there's supposed to be some quote unquote guidance during the week this week as to what will really be the efficacy. But is this latest round, the suggestion that we get a booster, is this coming from the companies? Is it coming from Pfizer? Is it coming from Moderna? Who pays for the evaluation that shows that Pfizer is only at 46% after 4 or 5 months? That much staying power, apparently. So now we've got this immunity question, and that helps to complicate or upset people or get people worked up about it. I don't know if there's any harm that comes. I've seen anything that suggests there's harm. Well, no, that's not true. Jennifer, what did you say? You had a friend that went deaf.
My dad, yeah, this doctor friend of my dad's, he works on a lot of sports players in Los Angeles. He works on, I probably shouldn't give so much information, but anyway, he's very well respected in the business in Los Angeles.
What's the guy's name again?
And he lost his hearing from the Pfizer shot, and he at first lost his hearing right after he received the vaccine, and he went to his own doctor to see if it was coincidental what was going on. They tried to give him steroids, they tried to give him all sorts of things to try to fix it, and they came to the conclusion that they believed it was a side effect of the Pfizer shot. So they called Pfizer. Pfizer has a hotline that you can call. And Pfizer basically said, yep, that's one of the side effects, and here's $27,000. Keep it to yourself. We're sorry for your loss. They don't know if his hearing's going to recover or not. It has not so far. No one knows if it will. It could be permanently damaged. And I laughed when you said, well, at least he doesn't have COVID, but we don't know that he would have had COVID to begin with. I mean, it's not like every single person on the planet is going to get it, and it's not like every single person on the planet is going to die from it if they do.
My immune system was strong enough to keep me from getting it, but I don't know that it would have kept me from giving it to somebody else or having it in my system or being able to, you know, just because you don't get it, that doesn't mean you don't have it in your system and you can't give it to somebody else.
And you know how many people, though, I just laugh when someone says, oh, my immune system is so strong. People think that their immune system is strong. You don't walk around. It's not like you can pop a thermometer in your mouth and know if you have a fever or not. You don't know how strong or weak your immune system is until it's too late. And there are so many people I know who said, oh, I'm not going to get the shot. I've got a very robust immune system. And then they end up on a ventilator in the hospital because they had all these comorbidities that they didn't even know about.
I think that everybody's going to have a down day or a bad day, right? Everybody's immune system isn't always at the level that it needs to be. Sometimes we get sleep deprived, all kinds of things. But I think what bothers me, and I think what bothers a lot of people, is that there really is no accountability when it comes to anything having to do with vaccines.
So
it seems
immune.
Very...
They've been made immune.
And it seems very possible that it's really easy to roll things out, and they can make a lot of money from rolling things out. But
well,
is there going
right.
to be any accountability?
Yeah.
You know,
the reference to the booster industrial complex or the. What is it? If it's not the booster, it's the vaccine industrial complex. These companies, the stock has gone way up, and all these companies, they made tons of dough. The U.S. taxpayers paid for all of this stuff. Don't kid yourself. We're all paying for it, whether you think it's free because you can go.
What's Pfizer at now? God. Because I had Pfizer. I bought Pfizer before it was even announced that they were going to be doing the vaccine because they make the blood thinner that my dad is on. Yeah, it went nowhere. The stock went absolutely nowhere. I didn't make a dollar on it. Yeah, it didn't go up at all. So I don't know. And people make that argument, but it's like, well, no, actually check the stock market because I ended up selling it for basically a wash.
So what is the Israeli study, the vaccine study as to what really has happened with immunity, with whether you get it or not.
The Israeli study shows that natural immunity is better than immunity brought to you by a vaccine.
Absolutely. Don't have to have the Israelis tell us that.
Everybody, no, but that's not true at all. That has been debunked numerous
times. It's a new survey, but it's a new survey that just came out
right,
over the weekend,
right, but it's every week, though, Jen. It's one week. There's a study that says that the vaccine immunity is better. The next day, it's another one that says it's natural
immunity.
That's
why no one trusts
the next
anything.
Day. Well, right. There isn't enough information to
Dr.
know.
Dr. Fauci is in that model. The CDC is in that model. I mean,
more focused on the booster itself. Here's this guy, Dr. David Doughty, who's at Johns Hopkins. He said, quote, "So far, looking at the data, I'm not seeing much evidence that we have reached the point where we need a shot every 6 months." And then, because remember at the beginning, we were told it was 5 years, right? I think the general wisdom was, and this is why people get confused or they get sad. Every time you talk about this, it's different. First time was 5 years, then it was a couple of years, now it's 6 months. What is it really? And this guy at Johns Hopkins says, we don't know. He doesn't know, and he's an epidemiologist.
According to this new survey that came out, they said that the natural immune protection that develops after a SARS infection offers considerably more of a shield against Delta than two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. This is what's been shared.
Within the time frame
also,
of what, though? Because everyone has also been saying that after 3 months, natural immunity takes a huge nosedive.
It depends on when you get it, apparently.
But you know what? I don't believe that. I mean, my dad's had natural immunity for over a year. My co-host has had natural immunity for like 9 or 10 months. The study also says that the immune system, so this is what it says, the study demonstrates the power of the human immune system. But infectious disease experts emphasize that the vaccine and others for COVID-19 remain highly protective against severe disease and death if for the uninfected. Now, what they also say is that those who have had the COVID virus, if you want to have the ultimate protection, don't get two shots, get one shot. They said that the most highly protected group of people are people who have recovered from COVID and have one shot of Pfizer, essentially.
Now they tell us.
So,
well, no, I've heard that, too. Some of my parents' friends who had COVID, their doctors, and they're in a whole big group of doctors, and they've all done that. They've gotten one shot after 3 months of the natural immunity. Then they're essentially, it's almost like a booster.
After they've had COVID, you mean? Yes.
So if you have COVID, if you have COVID and you wait three months, then you get one shot. That seems to be what, people can agree on that.
I'm looking at the Israeli data here. People who had been vaccinated in the winter were more likely to get the virus this past summer than people who had been vaccinated in the spring. Is that just timing? Is it because the immunity wanes after X amount of time? It isn't because you got different batches. Apparently, it is because you have had it longer or shorter. So the more recently you get the shot, the more protected you are.
That's the flaw in the Israeli data. And I'm reading what you're reading from the New York Times, but that was the flaw. On the surface, everyone went, oh, well, okay.
Actually, I'm reading is not from the New York Times. It's from sciencemag.org.
Right. You're talking about a different thing. What Doug and I are looking at is this, the
the new
the
data.
The review of the study. In
the review of the Israeli data. So the problem with that data, though, is that there were two very different groups of people. And so because they believe that this is actually less to do with the vaccines and more to do with people's habits. So the first Israelis to receive the vaccine were the most affluent, most educated. By coincidence, that same group was also, they were first exposed to Delta because they were more likely to travel, because they had the means to. And so the higher infection rate, they think, was actually coming from risk-taking, traveling more, mingling more, not wearing a mask, not social distancing. That's why they believe that their vaccine protection changed faster than the group who got it later on. This is why this is so confusing, and that's why they've said 6 months, and that's why our CDC has said, well, after 8 months, you can get a booster. Do we
confusing
know for sure if you need it?
Best.
No.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Confusing at best. 16 past the hour. Don't forget about Zodiac Magic. Every week, a new podcast of original material helping you understand what's going on according to the stars. Astrologer Laura Banks suggests that you clean up your closet this week, because that's good. There's a new moon on September 6th. So you'll get, this is a good time. This is a good time for folks to help themselves with better health habits and nutrition, that sort of thing. Anyway, you get the details in our weekly astrological overview. Plus, you get a bonus because psychic scout Mary O'Malley helps us understand about soulmates. You think you have a soulmate? Do you have the love of your life? Have you confused all of that stuff? Maybe you ought to listen to Zodiac Magic and figure out what's going on in your life. Listen to it every week. It's a new podcast at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to TalentNest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. All right, so this is related to the continuing ongoing discussion of COVID and what's happened over the last year and a half plus. The Supreme Court has decided, as many of you know, to strike down the eviction moratorium that happened because of the pandemic. A lot of them have gone bankrupt. They're struggling. A lot of the smaller landlords, people that have a couple of houses maybe that they rent. So as school begins this week, so do eviction filings. They're going, I think you'll see with the 1st of September, a lot of people getting booted, and who knows where they're going to go. I guess that would be the question under the circumstances. It's a troubling time. It is. It's kind of stuff. Oh, man. 21 after the hour.
stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. Our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program with Doug and Jen and Victoria and Jay. So, Jay, Tim McGraw is trending. Why? Is he drinking again?
No, he's just talking more about being sober and his actual rock bottom that led him to being sober, noticing that his kids were getting older and they were noticing his drinking. He was noticing that they noticed. And
did he drink in the morning? And the
found himself waking up at 8 a.m. and immediately going to his liquor cabinet. And that was when he was like, this can't keep happening. And he went to his wife, Faith Hill, also a singer, and was like, I need help. I'm scared. And she supported him. She gave him a big old hug and got him help. And he's been sober for quite a long time. He also has acknowledged that it wasn't just alcohol. He started drinking in his teens. And then by the time he was already had his celebrity, he was partying in more ways than one. He said he wasn't doing anything that involved needles, but said, go ahead and use your imagination.
You know, it really is amazing how legally you can ruin yourself. And then when there's stuff that comes along that may or may not ruin you, but it could be helpful. There's nothing about tobacco that's going to help you. I find little reason to think that anything about alcohol is going to help you. Maybe somebody can come up with something, you know, take some wine.
Lots of, that's okay.
But,
you know, it only helps you if you can drink it in moderation. That's what, you know, I mean, we all laugh and go, oh, I'm going to have, you know, a bottle of wine because it's good for me. But, yeah, I mean, it helps you in moderation, but there's a fine line, you know, and a lot of people can't walk it. And it, good for him for realizing it, and a lot of people don't.
Well, the thing that I'm bringing the conclusion to my thought on this has to do with hemp and the confusion or the stupidity of the people that compare hemp to cannabis. And, well, first of all, there is benefit to cannabis. Yes, there is stuff if you overdo it, it's not good for you. But the other side of it is that a lot of people are living much better lives because they are pain-free using cannabis, some cannabis products, and some CBD and hemp products. So to outlaw them, you see the practical side of this is that the drug companies don't want this stuff legalized. They don't want it used. It's the cat's out of the bag now. But the way that state legislators are changing the laws to keep people from having access to hemp and to a point, I mean, it's actually more strict with hemp in many states than it is with cannabis. And so you see this stuff, and And the way that these like the tobacco companies, I mean, what, they're death. It's nothing but death. And the same with alcohol for the most part. And yet they're legal. I mean, that seems to me to be a thread that you could start and do something with, Jay. Trending-wise, that would be, I'd be interested to see what people, how they justify. Because people find, you know, if they're addicted to tobacco, they've got a justification for it. It calms my nerves. It keeps me from gaining weight. You know, that kind of nonsense. And the same, but I don't know how you justify booze, frankly. I don't.
Martinis make me happy. I can justify it very easily.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else? Well, so McGraw and Hill are in this new Yellowstone TV show that's supposedly, that's the most successful TV show on cable. Kevin Kirchner, Costner, I mean. So now there's a new one, and they're starring in it, the prequel.
They are. They're playing the like great grandparents. 1883 is what it's called, and it will be out December 19th.
Yeah.
On Paramount Streaming Network.
Yeah. What is that called? Paramount Plus? What is it?
Paramount Plus, yep.
Paramount Plus, yep.
There's a lot of stuff on Paramount. A lot of movies. You're seeing a lot of the Paramount movies on Paramount Plus and the Paramount Channel as well. But Yellowstone has... it's very interesting how Costner's career took that turn. Nobody thought he would ever do a TV show like this, but apparently they waited a lot of money in front of him. Like, I heard somewhere he's getting $27 million a year for doing that. So
it makes sense. Well, once upon a time, it was like people did film stayed in film, people that did TV stayed in TV, and now everything's crisscrossed.
Yeah, right. Everybody's going back and forth. 28 after the hour, this is the DJV.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida, now a strong tropical storm as of Monday morning, was bringing heavy rains, dangerous flash flooding, storm surge, and extreme winds as it moved northward across southeastern Louisiana and across Mississippi Monday morning. The storm left New Orleans completely without power on Sunday night going into Monday morning. Good news, the levee system in New Orleans did hold up to all the excessive water. Fire officials ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin in Northern California. The two-week-old Caldor Fire is now threatening the mountain town surrounding Lake Tahoe. Sunday night, all residents on the California side of Lake Tahoe Basin were warned to evacuate the area. U.S. officials say the Kabul airport was targeted in a rocket attack on Monday that was intercepted by our CRAM missile defense system. The U.S. is set to conclude the airlift of more than 114,000 Afghans and foreigners, ending America's longest war with the Taliban back in power.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The mayor of Jean Lafitte, Louisiana, Tim Kerner Jr., tells WGNO-TV Sunday night, rescue teams were being put together to save more than 150 people believed to be in imminent danger after the tidal surge from Hurricane Ida.
7.5 feet can handle all, so it overtopped 7.5 feet. Now that was the final dagger. It really turned into a rescue mission, and also that we had to try to save what was left of the town, where these kids go to school and where they get married here and where so many people live. And they're caving the levee protection. But at the end, the water just went out. We've never in the history of the season, we've suffered bad flooding, but we've never seen water like this. It is the worst storm in our history.
Jean Lafitte, Louisiana is a 50-minute drive south of New Orleans. The president was weighing in on the storm. Jeremy Scott reports.
We're ready to surge all the response capability that we have to deal with whatever comes next. And a lot's going to be coming.
Hurricane Ida making landfall in Louisiana on Sunday afternoon, bringing Category 4 storm winds of 150 miles per hour. President Biden calling for those in the area to take it seriously.
This is going to be a devastating hurricane. A life-threatening storm.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're back, 34 after the hour, on the DJV program. It's Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner, everybody in the mix. I don't know that I was happy when I saw that drone blow up the vehicle with the ISIS guys in it, but I think that there has to be something that puts them in their place. And you look at all the people who are not friendly to us. There are some, you know, the people who say, my country, right or wrong, I'm not sure that they have as much traction as they used to, because we've done a lot of things that weren't right, including going into Afghanistan, other than to get bin Laden, but staying there 20 years hasn't done a thing for us. It didn't change the ultimate outcome of what that life for those people is like. It's nice that there were advances that were made, and it's great we can take pride in that, but now what? So what do you do with the people who can't get out, who must live under the tyranny of these people, these terrorists? That's what really the Taliban is. The whole country shut down to outside influence. Come on. Well, you know, I don't want to be a Monday morning quarterback necessarily, but it's hard to argue that anything good came out of all of this. Now, let's move a little bit to the east from Afghanistan to Iran. Wondering again, here we are, we've messed, you know, you can go back into the history of the world and where we messed around, we, the West, America, whomever, the business of Iran and what happened with them and why it is that we're at odds with them. Was it destiny? Was it going to be that we're just going to find another country that doesn't like us? The Iranians never liked the Iraqis. So I thought that originally the thought was that the Iranians were happy because we bumped off Saddam Hussein, and Saddam Hussein, you know, created mayhem in the Middle East. Remember the Iraqi-Iranian war? Remember that? Does anybody remember that? It's not that long ago.
Yeah,
who remembers the Iranian-Iraqi war? Raise your hands.
I remember that being a piece of it, and I remember, I was young, but I remember the, I remember Iran being happy that we had gone in for Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big thing. But
right.
That doesn't mean that, look, the enemy, look at what's happening in Afghanistan, where you have the Taliban, ISIS, and the United States. But,
right.
I mean, nobody likes each other. So even ISIS and the Taliban, even though they have ultimately the same goal and they operate by Sharia law, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're on the same page. And that's the same thing with that is always going on in the Middle East. It's a very tribal mentality.
Well, it is, and then you have people like the Ayatollah. One wonders where these people come from. What rock did this guy crawl out? And these people who have these beliefs, and they use them. Do you think they really believe all of this stuff? Like, I used to remember asking the minister that I loved when I was a kid growing up, does everybody really believe it? Do you, as a minister, believe all of the things in the Bible?
They're slicing people's throats off. They're killing women. Of course they believe it. Otherwise, why would they be doing it?
No, but the Quran, there's nothing in the Quran that teaches that. Nothing.
It depends on the interpretation.
Oh,
I mean, think about
it. It's like the weatherman. It depends on how you look at the maps. Right? In a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
But the story with Iran today, the reason that it's coming up is that Iran and Syria have said that they're going to take mighty steps, that was their quote, not mine, to confront sanctions from the United States. And they say that their relations are going to strengthen under Iran's new leadership. So now they're looking at joining forces, which they've already, Iran spent a lot of money to fight wars inside of Syria. So it's no surprise that they're going to be doing this. But now, I guess the information is that they're going to be very public about it.
Meanwhile, the Iranian people don't like this at all. More and more Iranians are leaving Iran to come to the West. A lot of them in England, a lot more moving to America.
Well, they're highly educated, highly literate people.
Yeah,
and when, you know, and unfortunately, when, you know, people who don't have a certain level of education, they don't understand that education is freedom in many ways. So, yeah, it stands to reason that Iran can't just keep fooling generation after generation of people who are, you know, of coming here to become engineers and doctors and things like that and scientists. It's just they know there's a better way of life. And if it's not currently under the regime in Iran, they're going to go somewhere else.
Right. Did you see this woman that was sentenced to jail for 7 days because she walked on the thermal grounds at Yellowstone? Do you realize how dangerous that is?
I was going to say, isn't that really stupid?
But going to sending her to jail, I mean, it's much more. That would be
they
like.
Should have just let her camp on top.
Exactly.
Of
right. Yeah. Let her leave her.
Like
yeah.
So much live here.
Let Darwinism do its thing.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you. Remember, there was something like that at the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles a number of years ago. I remember. Do you remember that? You know what I'm talking about.
I just remember one of the funniest moments that we had a long time ago is when you said that you were bathing next to Lawrence Fishburne at the La Brea Tar Pits.
Right.
And I said, the La Brea Tar like.
Remember what I said about him?
Can someone explain?
There's
what,
a spa.
Is a tar pit? Like
the
a
tar pit
tar?
Is the same as Yellowstone. There's an underground sort of, they call it the tar pits because every once in a while a bunch of tar or real thick oil comes out of the ground there.
Lovely.
And
you're
bathing
in this? But they found a lot of prehistoric.
No.
I mean, it's not
it's a heated, it heats. The water is heated by the warmth of the rocks that are
so
in the tar pit.
So it's a hot spring.
It's a hot spring. Right, exactly.
Kind of. But the museum is that they found a lot of prehistoric stuff in there. And so it's actually a really cool thing to do if you ever come to Los Angeles. They've got a lot of, like, skeletons, a lot of remains, mammoths, and all that kind of stuff that were excavated from this site. And as far as I'm concerned, there is no bathing at the La Brea Tar Pits Museum. And so Doug comes up and says that he was sitting in a pool at the La Brea Tar Pits.
There's a spa there.
I think you're talking about the Glen Ivy Hot Springs, aren't you?
I don't know. I know that.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, Victoria and Jay.
I remember.
I'm just typing, like, La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah.
It's like, right.
No.
There were jokes when he's
spa.
Like, I was sitting next to Lawrence Fishburne. I'm like, really?
Well, he was. I was. Deborah Cooper brought me over there. Because she thought I should.
Don't you think it's Glen Ivy, though, and not the La Brea Tar Pits?
I mean, but it's right near the tar pit. It's a very swanky joint. It's
so
very
clearly,
upscale.
That's not a mud hole that you. That
right.
You're,
no.
Yeah,
it's a club.
A woolly mammoth. Right. You're allowed to bathe in.
Yeah, and Lawrence Fishburne. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
I think what I said, what Jennifer remembers, I've forgotten about this, is that I looked at him and I was surprised at what I saw. I think that's probably as much as I want to say about that. But it does bring me around to Doug's dirt. Today, or at least
so wait
in this
a second.
Hour.
Wait, real what? Quick. So back before you
thank
go into
more dirt
talk. Thank
you for investigating this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how, if you have an observation about, I'm assuming, you know, what kind of heat he's packing, how could you possibly see that if you're sitting in a pit of tar?
No, it's water. It's just like being in a hot water tub. It's clear
right,
water.
So that's totally
everybody's
not
naked.
What,
not the La Brea Tar
Pits. Right.
Correct.
Not the La Brea Tar Pits.
But it's it's called the La Brea something or other. I remember
maybe
it being
the La Brea Spa.
Yes.
Right.
Something like that.
Oh.
Okay. Meanwhile, at Doug's Dirt this hour, we have the story of Mandy Hernandez, who's 27 years old. She moved out of her house because of COVID. Moved into an RV in Sacramento. She got married. Her husband had three jobs. She was working as a production line worker, $700 a month. That was all she was. How do you do that? How do you only make $700 a month as a production line worker? Anyway, she was taught by her grandmother to crochet beanies and toys online. And then apparently a friend told her that she should crochet a pillow shaped like a man's thing. And so she has started a business now. It's called Little Lady Crochets. She has hundreds of orders for pillows that are shaped in a phallic way. So if you're interested in that
Why?
Sort of thing, because apparently people think it's fun to have a phallic pillow. Are you asking me?
Okay. Huh? That is so tacky, what? Just FYI.
Yeah.
It's tacky?
A crocheted wiener sitting on your couch. That's what you want? Hi, welcome to the house.
I mean, it's bad enough when people have, like, you know, vodka makes me smarter, or, you know, like those stupid pillows that people have. Bless this mess and, like, all that stuff. But, like, wow. Really?
Well, listen.
You need a penis pillow?
A little dirt. She's made $200,000 making these pillows. So she's no longer.
I mean, good for her. She obviously
yeah,
found
business.
Some sort of niche right. market there, but.
Right. All right. Also in Doug's Dirt is the situation at Notre Dame. People are now concerned about the Irish leprechaun. I thought this started last year, didn't it? There's the university, they have their leprechaun mascot.
First?
The story
the
is.
Was stolen?
No. They've been. It's the fourth most offensive football team mascot in the country. I don't know what number one, two, and three are, but their
a
nickname.
Leprechaun?
Yeah, why
it's
is
the
that?
Notre Dame? It's the Fighting Irish. It's not necessarily that
no,
it's
I
the
know.
Leprechaun.
My cousin's
the name
there.
Yeah, it's the name, the Fighting Irish. That's what has been labeled as the fourth most offensive. But this has been, you know, this is we're in the era of, you know,
so the Redskins and the Indians and all that stuff. Those are the
right.
ones that are worse.
Now
than
Notre Dame's defense is, first of all, they said they're not changing the Fighting Leprechaun. They're not going to change their mascot, and they are still going to be the Fighting Irish. But they said that their symbol is different from people who, you know, if you have like
Redskins
or
yeah.
other Indian or warrior names,
people
that those
need to get a
the argument that. Notre Dame is making. Well, the argument that Notre Dame is making is that those schools were not founded by someone from those tribes. And so they're making the argument that the Irish actually did start Notre Dame, an Irish priest or whatever. And so that's apparently how they're trying to get around it.
All right, there it is, folks. Doug's Dirt at 45 past the hour on the DJV program. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, to continue sort of an off-air conversation about The Bachelor, that kind of programming, the Kardashians are gone, right? They're done on television?
They're launching on Hulu soon.
All right. So now some of Doug's Dirt features a family called the D'Amelios. Who are these people? The D'Amelios, is that how you pronounce it?
D'Amelio, and they're like the new Kardashians. They're up and coming.
Really? Up and coming. What do they have to, what's the criteria for up and coming Kardashians?
Well, I just mean they're the new family that's going to replace what was the
space. Who determined that?
Where did the millions from? And millions of TikTok that they have.
So how did they get started on TikTok? I'm trying to get to the root of all this. Who paid attention to them? Why they just put stuff up and people started? It's just like the bearded guys. What was the name of that family? And the
Duck Dynasty people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, where'd those people come from? I don't understand how all this stuff gets started. Yeah, exactly.
Where did the Kardashians come from? They made an audition tape.
They came from Ryan.
No, they didn't. Ryan Seacrest did not discover them. Faye Resnick, going back to the OJ times, is best friends with Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner, they made an audition tape, and Faye Resnick said, you need to meet Ryan Seacrest, and that's how it happened. Ryan didn't discover them.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria, for straightening us out. Excuse me on that. It's 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here we are at 53 after the hour on our Monday DJV program with the host who has the most, Tom Kreitler. I'm not going to tell you what he has the most of, but anyway, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is on every weekend, has a fabulous podcast that's new every week, newsletter items of interest, so you have all kinds of ways of, and this way you're winning. Remember when Charlie Sheen, winning? Well, you listen and you learn and you are winning. So let's get to Maria, one of our listeners, got a kind of a weird problem. What is it?
Yeah, she's got a weird problem going on with her toilet. She says that when she flushes one toilet, it sucks water from the other toilet. I'm wondering why that happens.
And why does
and
that happen?
Whether it's serious. Uh-huh. Well, the problem is that you have an obstructed vent, a plumbing vent in your home is obstructed. So it's a backup, essentially. It's a clog. But when it gets to the vent, then it can't add air back into your plumbing system. And that, so when you flush one toilet, it's trying to find air somewhere else. It pulls from the other toilet. In this case, if you've ever had a toilet that gurgles, it's the same kind of thing. Sometimes, though, what it'll look like is it'll actually reduce the water in the other toilet. So you have a clog there, Maria. And once you get that straightened out, you'll be fine. Not a serious issue, just a maintenance job.
All right. So there's no mice stuck in her toilet,
no,
in that pipe or
no,
whatever.
No, but speaking of mice.
Mice!
I had an experience with the little four-legged rodents this week. I came down to my kitchen one morning, and I noticed on the floor there was a protein bar. Now, we keep a little basket of protein bars around in case we're hungry, want to nosh on something. But the basket was 10 feet away in this pantry. This bar's on the floor. I'm thinking, how the heck did that get there? And as I approached, I noticed some insulation that was torn open around it, pulled out from the wall, and it said, aha, mice. And sure enough, when you look at the bar, it was torn open, and the little tooth marks were in it. So I head over to the basket where we keep them, and it was empty. It was empty of the protein bars.
Wow. Some pretty strong mice then.
Some pretty strong mice. I mean, I had this vision of like four mice with one protein bar on their shoulders walking across my floor.
That's a great visualization. I had a mouse.
But I tell you what, now I'm going to have a harder time than ever getting rid of these things now, Doug, because they're all beefed up on protein.
Right, exactly. You better get bigger mouse traps. That's what
you're saying. Yeah, well, they're... That days are numbered, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm going to get them. Get a shotgun out. You're bound to get some of them that way. I had a mouse, usually in the wintertime when things get cold, the mice find their way into my house and through the walls into the kitchen. So I have mouse traps I put out for them. And in the first week or two, I usually get most of them. I never see them in the summertime. But the other day,
what kind of bait do you use? What's your favorite bait?
Cheese.
Cheese.
I put cheese, yeah.
No peanut butter, just cheese. Any kind of cheese?
I have used American cheese.
Yeah,
I don't want
American mice.
I'm not going to waste good cheese on a simple mouse. But anyway, so this mouse came out from underneath the radiator and looked at me and turned around and scurried back. So I put a little trap down, and unfortunately, he's met his demise. But in the summer, it seems unusual. You wouldn't expect to find him in the house.
That's what I was thinking too. Usually, it happens when it gets cold outside.
Yeah, right. Okay, what's the latest from the world of the Money Pit podcast?
Oh, we got a great episode that just dropped, and it's all about stopping shower shock. That's what we call it when you're in the shower and you're just enjoying your warm water, and all of a sudden it turns icy cold.
You go to a cheap motel, that's what happens.
Scalding hot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that has to do with the valve, and there's a type of valve called a pressure balance valve, because when somebody flushes a toilet or runs the dishwasher in another part of the house, and it sort of starts to steal away from some of your hot or cold water, it changes the temperature mix that you had set in the shower. But if you have a pressure balance valve in the shower, it maintains that mix despite the fact that one of the other supply lines may have less water in it. So your flow will go down, but your temperature won't change.
Ah. All right, I got a big one here.
Not a good way to wake up in the morning.
The latest newsletter, Money Pit newsletter, which you get at moneypit.com/newsletter, getting rid of tree stumps. This is one of... I have a lot of trees I've been cutting down, dead ones.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's
expensive. I got Stumpy, the tree guy that comes in and grinds them up.
Right? Yeah, it's expensive if you have to have a guy coming in. But there are some ways you can do it without the grinder, if you do it manually or if you do it with chemicals, or you can burn out your stumps.
Mm-hmm.
And those types of approaches take a lot longer to get it done, but they're kind of free.
You put gasoline on the stump and light it on fire. If it's a dead tree, the stuff should be dead in there, right?
Yeah, but you have to drill holes in it, and you have to kind of create like this chimney effect with the holes to make it burn well. And you have to watch it, you know, because it's a fire. It's a campfire.
Don't do it. Right. If you're doing this in a forest, not a good idea. If you got a lot of trees around your house, no, that's not the way to do it. But all kinds of useful tips. That's why Tommy is here to help you out with the tips. MoneyPit.com, the newsletter, and the podcast and the program itself. MoneyPit.com. It's 30. Whoops. No.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.